Surah Al-Hijr, verses 16 to 25.
Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. We are on page 366, Surah Al-Hijr, and we are looking at the second ruku of the surah, ayah number 16 to 25. The first ruku Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the rejection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in ayah number 6, they said, Ya ayyuha alladhi nuzzila alayhi dhikru innaka lamajnoon. Oh, the one who claims to that the Quran, the reminder has been revealed to him, innaka lamajnoon, you are mad. And they also rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's appointment as a Rasul. In this passage, ayah number 16 to 25, the focus is on Tawheed, to recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those things which cannot be done by anyone else but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we look at ayah number 16, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa laqad ja'alna fis samai buruja. And we have placed great stars. We have made or we have placed great stars and constellation in the sky. Nobody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to do that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. And we have beautified it, beautified the sky through these stars. When we look at it at night, when we look above, it is like little lamps shining. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. The twinkling stars, we have made it beautification for the sky. So those who observe the sky are fascinated by how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed stars therein. Second purpose of the stars, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَحَفِظْنَاهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And through these stars, we have guarded it from every accursed devil, so they are unable to ascend beyond it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, what is the work of these devils? إِلَّا مَنِ اسْتَرَقَ السَّمْعَ فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. Except the one who stealthily eavesdrops and overhears the conversations of the angels. So the shayateen used to have free access to listen to the conversation of the angels, but with the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are barred access from the conversations of the malaika. So this is how the shayateen would listen onto the conversations of the malaika and thereafter pass on information to fortune tellers and soothsayers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, any one of them who eavesdrops to try and overhear the conversation of the angels, فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. A bright, fiery flame pursues him. This flame either strikes him and destroys him, or it incapacitates his senses so that he is unable to convey what he has heard. And so the sky remains protected. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah number 19, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا. And as for the earth, we have spread it out. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has done this. No, none of the idols are capable of doing that. وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِي. And we have set upon it firm and weighty mountains. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونَ. And we have made every necessary vegetation grow in due balance. Ayah number 20. وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشِ. And we have provided therein for you your means of livelihood and subsistence, which includes food, drink, and that through which you produce your garments, all on the earth. وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ. And beyond that, we have also made provision therein for all creatures whom you do not undertake to provide for. وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. And there is not a thing from that which you consume and subsist upon, except that its treasure houses, khazain, its treasure houses are with us. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And we continuously only send it down in proportionate measure. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala releases His ni'mats in proportionate measure. Ayah 22, wa arsalna ar-riyah, and we release the winds, lawaqih, which carry water vapor into the atmosphere, thereby causing condensation, which then lawaqih fill the clouds with water. فَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, and we send down water from the sky. فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمُ, and provide it for you to drink. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ, and you were unable to store it up for yourselves. You cannot store it forever. Allah has made means for it to be stored on the earth. Therefore, you are always in need of rain to replenish your water sources. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي, and indeed we are the ones who create life. وَنُمِيدْ, and it is we who cause death. وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ, and we remain after everyone has died, and we are the ultimate inheritors of all things. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ, and we know those who have preceded you, and we also know those who will follow you. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ, and your Lord will gather them all on the Day of Judgment. Innahu Hakimun, he is all wise, alimun, all knowing. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawat of this ruku number 2.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ وَحَفِظْنَاهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ إلا من استرق السمع فأتبعه شهاب مبين والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها وَأَنبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ وَمَن لَّسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِندَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَّعْلُومٍ وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ فَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمُوهُ وَمَا أَنتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ إِنَّهُ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ
آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ مَوْلَانَا الْعَظِيمُ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ